Grace, mercy, peace, and wisdom be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I will always remember a prayer I said during religion class in seventh grade. I'll never forget it. It was a simple prayer, one to receive wisdom. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given." And when Jesus was growing up, we read that he increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Growing up, I always felt out of the loop, though. I had friends and even best friends, sure, but I rarely had secrets. I didn't have cool stories to share with best friends or inside jokes to keep. And when people would pass notes in the hallway or whisper in class, I felt left out. I didn't really like that feeling. So as the years went on, maybe I had a few secrets here and there, but they didn't make me feel any better. They were empty, useless. They were secrets just so I could say, "Look, I have secrets too." Deep down, I never cared about them, though. I just cared about being a friend to others and receiving their friendship in return. Have you ever felt that way? Left out? Like you were not good enough to be in the know, in on the secret? For the kids and youth, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And for the adults, I wonder how often this comes up in your professional lives. For the kids, secrets can cause divisions and even ruin friendships. And for the adults, secrets can lead to special favors, maybe even promotions. Or the opposite is true if you're left out. In the Department of Defense, there are even different levels of secret. And if you only have a secret security clearance, you may wish you had top secret, as I once did. Because who doesn't want to be in the need to know? Full disclosure, I will not be asking any of you what your security clearance is. Focusing on Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he uses the word wisdom a lot. 7 times, in fact, in our reading. And we know that Paul is smart. He's educated. He studied under Gamaliel. He writes 13, the majority of our New Testament books. And the people in Corinth, the Corinthians, surely knew this as well. We say that Paul is wise. But he wrote that he did not come proclaiming the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. He did not speak with wisdom. Paul is making an important point here because although he could have used a superiority of speech, he chose not to. Although he had a better grasp on deep theology, brainy theology, his joy was to point everyone to Jesus and give a theology that is simple, and it helped them to know their Savior. He understood what the wisdom of the world entails. He had been sucked into it. He understood that lofty speech and wisdom can lead to power and control over others. Because again, he himself had been in that realm before his encounter with Jesus. Moving to our world today, little has changed, as he wrote in verse 6, that the wisdom and rulers of this age are doomed to pass away. The problem is not information, education, and language. It's not. Or even wisdom itself. Because these things are beneficial to the individual. It's beneficial to our society, and even at the global stage. Many of your livelihoods even depend on these things, and we praise God for them. With more access to education, resources by ways of the internet, and empirically tested human wisdom, these things lead to improved ways of life. And we can most easily see this when looking at a society that is called a developing country, right? We experience them here in Germany and the USA, but also it's easily seen when juxtaposed with a country that's up and coming. The problem is in the lie which is sold along with the pursuit of earthly wisdom. It's like a two-for-one deal, a package deal. We hear that more information is better. More education is better. Grander, loftier language is better. We hear that the promise that these things will lead to a better life. The offer for wisdom and knowledge that knows no bounds becomes inviting, invigorating. But where is the end goal? Surely it's life-changing when there is a new medical breakthrough for cancer treatment. There is hope when a new invention is made and created to clean our oceans, and there is excitement when a historical discovery is made. Yet, while we can find temporary comforts in these things, and we can, there is something lacking. The missing piece is that human wisdom and the way of the world denies our sinful nature, and ultimately it denies our need for a Savior. It's almost as if the ways of the world tell us that we can save ourselves. But do you know what? You don't need to search for wisdom, earthly wisdom. And you don't need a degree in theology to find salvation, because you already have it. When someone confesses faith in Christ with St. Paul and with all of Christendom, the entire Christian church, you have now received the wisdom which truly knows no bounds. Paul writes, "For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." That statement, that word of the cross, is folly to those who are perishing. It is foolish to those who do not believe. It is a stumbling block to those who think they know better or place their faith somewhere else. Sadly, it is a hidden secret from a sinful and an unrepentant world. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This statement is the secret coming straight from God Himself. It is the gospel. The hidden wisdom revealed to those who believe. Back to the days of childhood. Whenever a secret was being told and a child felt left out, there was a saying, "Secrets, secrets are no fun unless they are shared with everyone." I believe this silly saying actually fits quite well within Paul's message. No, wait, not Paul's message, but the message of Jesus Christ. This is a secret that's not to be hidden, nor is it a secret that requires a diploma or a special security clearance. But it's a secret that's now supposed to be shared with all nations, all peoples, all races, all ages, for all people. This secret is revealed in our Holy Scriptures. It's revealed to babies and adults alike when they receive the water and the word at Holy Baptism. It's revealed to us when we receive the true body and blood of Jesus at the altar during Holy Communion. We do not have the spirit of the world. I say it again. We do not have the spirit of the world who whispers secrets and whose whispers and secrets are often lies. Instead, we have been given the Holy Spirit, who has both revealed the mystery of God's grace and continually teaches us the words in which the mystery is spoken, that Jesus Christ is our Savior. This secret is not only for a few select people, but for the entire world. And with God's revealed mystery, we receive comfort which overtakes, which replaces weaknesses and fear, with the comfort knowing that our faith does not rest in the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of men, but it rests in the power of God. And in that faith, we have been given the mind of Christ. There's the connection. Our Christian wisdom is connected with the mind of Christ. God's secret has been revealed, that Jesus is our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption. By the cross, Jesus has overcome the world in all its ways. So just as God answered my prayer in seventh grade, rest easy, knowing you too have been given perfect wisdom from the Spirit of God, so that we might understand these things freely, given to us through Christ. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.